Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than our friend Victoria Jones. Always fun to chat with her. Hey, Victoria, how have you been?
I've been great.
I like that. Great. So you've been, like, going to Mission Impossible, checking out the movies.
You know, I wanted
catching
to
up
go
on some DVR stuff.
Yeah, I have been catching up on DVR stuff. I wanted to go to Mission Impossible last weekend, and the one I wanted to go to was sold out, so I knew it was going to do great. But I'm going this weekend because it looks fantastic.
You know what? I think so, too. I think it's the best thing for Tom Cruise. That's his best vehicle. He's excellent in those movies. Yeah. All right, so we'll have to do a cheap movie review. I'll have to email you. I'm definitely going to that, too. I knew it was going to be too crowded for me this past weekend. Speaking of crowded, wow, the Republican field, they had to chop it in half, as you know. I say it's the kids' table and the adults' table. The primetime table is packed with Donald Trump. Really is the number one guy, the way the Fox set up the system. Are you shocked? Because you and I haven't talked. Are you shocked by what's happening with Donald Trump? Or has he just struck a nerve with Americans?
He has struck a nerve with some Americans, with some Republican Americans. I don't think he's struck a nerve with Democrats, but he has with some Republicans. And, I think it's surprised a lot of people, a lot of the chattering class. And it's going to be fascinating to see how he does tonight, you know, and I think Iowa, South Carolina, and New Hampshire are really ticked off about this. They feel that the Fox News has hijacked their primary, which to some extent, I think they have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they have. But with the rules, with the way they've decided to do things, there's no question about that. And, I got to think if you're Jeb Bush and if you're all these other politicians, it has to be a bit unnerving to see what he is doing, though, in these polls for what it's worth. I mean, it's got, especially Jeb Bush.
Oh, absolutely. You've got Donald Trump going into this thing Thursday night at 23.4 on average from these Fox polls. The next person is Jeb Bush with 12. So he is half of Donald Trump, followed by Scott Walker at 10.2. So, I mean, they're all half of what Donald Trump has got, which is really astonishing. Then you have a huge drop to Mike Huckabee at 6.6. I mean, Donald Trump, who is now downplaying all expectations for how he's going to do Thursday night, which is interesting. So that if he does or when he does make a big gap, he can say, well, I'm not a debater, which is what he's going around saying, which I think is very clever of him, because you've got the debate champion from Princeton on the stage, by the way.
Who's the debate champion? Who is that?
Ted Cruz.
Oh, I didn't even realize. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ted Cruz went to Princeton and then Harvard. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, so that it will be interesting to watch how they all go about that. Absolutely, for sure. So while you have that going on, there's this big question about Biden and whether he's going to run. You know, you've covered politics for a while. You've seen Joe Biden in action. Do you think he'll really jump in?
I think he's, even though we're told that, you know, his son, Beau, really wanted him to run, he's enough of a professional politician. In fact, he's the consummate real politician he's going to take a long, hard look at how he thinks Hillary Clinton is really doing and where the money is before he jumps in. He's not going to just do an emotional jump, I don't think. I would be surprised. Even though he's an emotional guy, he would have to be encouraged by this new Wall Street Journal NBC News poll, which shows that she is not doing well with white women and is losing ground between June and July. In June, 44% of white women had a favorable view of Clinton compared to 43 who didn't. In July, that dropped by 10 percentage points to only 33% of white women seeing her in a positive light.
Yeah, and that's her base, so that's not good.
Not good for Hillary at all.
Do you think it's because of this, the whole thing with the emails and all that, the FBI investigating the security of the server?
I think it's email practices, the large speaking fees, maybe the foreign donations to the Clinton Foundation, but I don't really think that's penetrated yet. But I think it's what's the seeds of secrecy and something funny about the email practices. I think there's a sense that she doesn't come across as authentic. I think she's trying to address that. She's got these two new ads coming out featuring her mother, but I don't think that addresses it at all, to be honest with you. Why are you featuring your mother? You should be featuring yourself.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. And authenticity is what people crave. I say it all the time. This is the world of authenticity now, especially with younger people, millennials. They're all about that. And there doesn't seem to be transparency. And that, to me, is part of what the Clinton Achilles heel is, don't you think?
Yeah. And Bill comes across when he's spoken to as very authentic. So even if he does lack transparency, he makes up for it. But she somehow does not.
Yeah, that's a good analogy, absolutely. All right, Victoria Jones, fun to chat with you. Enjoy Mission Impossible, and we'll talk to you again.
Look forward to it. Thank you so much.
All right, so getting ready for the big debate. Who is going to soar? Who's going to sink? And ultimately, that's what's going to come out of what we talk about in our next show, because we'll go to somebody who was live at the debate, and we'll talk about some of the high points and the low points. And we know half the world is going to be watching this. I got a text from my cousin today who said, that's all anyone can talk about in the office, Donald Trump, and how great Donald Trump is. This is in New Jersey, and how he's setting the world on fire, and he's saying what we all want to hear and what we really want to come out of a candidate. Wow. So how many people are not taking Trump as a joke anymore? That he's much more than that. Part of what we'll talk about along the way here on America Tonight. We have a mailbag coming up, and Stephen Kelly, our financial guru. You want to talk about authentic. The reason why I love having Stephen Kelly on is because he can't help but be authentic. Last week revealing, I went bankrupt, and why do we always attach all these things to money where people are afraid to say what's going on because they feel like they failed when they try to start a business or something else unforeseen that happens to them. And anyway, he takes it even a step further in this upcoming piece with him, so you don't want to miss that. Plus, we've got the prep for the debate, and we have the president going off on Iran, and anybody criticizing the Iran deal, he says they're nuts. And that there's no way you can question us. He blasts all the opponents of the Iran nuclear deal as to the hesitations of what's happening there. And we're going to let you hear that at the tail end of this hour. And, it was a blistering rebuttal, to say the least, for all the hardliners out there. And you know how I feel about it. Do you really trust the Iranians? And did they get one over on the U.S.? He says no. The president says nuclear material doesn't hide in the closet. What do you think? Hang with us.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Buy now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Once again, as I have stated many, many times, you are an awesome audience when it comes to the emails. Nothing like it, no matter where I've been, New York, California, wherever. So kudos to all of you with your deep thoughts and often coming back onto some of the things that we talk about on the show. So without further ado, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This first one from Chris, who says, Kate, I love the guy that you had on the show who was talking about biofuels. He made some great points, especially when he was talking about the fact that it's alcohol in the ethanol, and they're talking about raising it. And it was pretty scary when he said E85. Are you kidding me? So our cars would be so obsolete. He's absolutely right. He knew his stuff. I thought he was terrific. Anyway, love the guest. Wanted to tell you. Yeah, thanks for that. Chris, he was good, Eric Peters. He's a motorhead, a self-proclaimed libertarian motorhead, he says. You see his stuff pop up all over the place, from the New York Times to wherever. He's just an excellent writer, too. So he made some great points about, hey, you want to push the biodiesels? Well, here's part of the problem, because there's all these subsidies that are going out to the farmers that then ultimately it shoves up our food prices. And then we're talking about corn for biofuels, and those lobbies are incredibly powerful. So he had some eye-opening statistics. There's no question about that. All right, let's take this one from Andrew. Andrew says, hello, Kate. Hello, the rest of the crew of America Tonight. I love your political coverage and everything else that you whip in between. I thought I heard you say the other night, a shot of joy, good for you. We could all use that, couldn't we? And I have to say that it was interesting, the conversation that you had with the guy who was the producer for the Tonight Show, talking about Jon Stewart, and I thought it was fascinating how he said he wasn't, sadly, even a blip on their radar screen, didn't worry about whether or not he was getting what guests, because they didn't really compete against him. And then it was so apropos that neither one of you knew the name of the guy who was stepping in to fill in for him. Yeah. Who's that guy? The guy with the accent? Yeah, that was Dave Berg. And what's interesting about Dave Berg is he's the he was the executive producer of The Tonight Show. And he wrote a book about all those experiences. And he talked about how his wife said to him, how many pages did you get finished? And he tripped into that job. That's just life. You know, I loved, you know, talk about being authentic, how he had this news gig, and then he loses the news job after however many years they have cutbacks, and he's dejected, talking to his wife, and he says, oh, there's this new show going up. She said, get down there and apply right now. And he had never done entertainment, so he applies. And a lot of the news things that you saw in Jay Leno's show came from Dave Berg, because he was always pushing for, hey, let's, you know, do the current event stuff even more and do this and that and, you know, whatever. So there you go. All right, here's one from Bob. Bob says, Kate, who do you think is going to win the debate? Well, the debate is up for grabs. I mean, I'm fascinated about the whole debate thing because Donald Trump throws an interesting monkey wrench into everything, meaning it's not the political acumen of the candidates who are from the sit and spin world. I call it the sit and spin world. You know, he's so out of left field for them, and he has no one to answer to. You know, that's the thing. With the money he has for his campaign, he doesn't have to listen to really what anyone's telling him, except for anyone he considers to be a close advisor if he wants to take their advice, and he does that. He's smart enough to do that, but he's not beholden to anyone, so he can go in whatever direction he wants, and that's Donald Trump. I mean, that's what he does. How is that going to play on the stage? What about the issues? Is he going to give you some real meat? Not just really good one-liners, zingers, that they're good, but what's he going to say behind it, behind immigration, behind health care, behind all the things that will come up, Keystone Pipeline, behind all the things that will come up in the debate? And it's going to be heavily watched, trust me. All right, let's see. Brian, you make the show tonight. Brian says, hello, Kate. I listen to you in Sarasota, Florida. Big shout out to my friends in Sarasota. I heard you talking about the rain the other day in Florida. It was so brutal in that Tampa area where you mentioned your family is. I was up there visiting friends, and it was just a flood. I mean, it was a nightmare. They have no infrastructure there. That's probably the biggest part of the problem. And it seems as though every time they get huge rainstorms, they go underwater, if you know what I mean. It was scary, scary stuff. You know, it's if you go to, this is really funny. It's not funny, but if you go to, I guess it is funny, but if you go to my Facebook, so if you go to americatonight.net, you can click on Facebook and then I'll friend you. And you'll see I put a video my brother sent. He just looked out his window and somebody was skiing right in the street. A truck was pulling a skier. It was the craziest video I've ever seen of something that somebody does in a flood, but it was, you know, that bad. Luckily, they didn't have anybody killed with the high water they were experiencing. All right, let's see. Here is Philip. Kate, I was wondering if you could tell us your background. I've heard you mention New York and a couple of other places, but I don't see it on the website. Tell us a little bit about where you have been before you're with America Tonight. Oh, wow, I haven't gotten that question in a long time. I've worked at WFAN in New York City, which was the number one sports station. My background really is news and journalism, and I wrote for a newspaper, and I was always, you know, moving around the country, really because you're jumping up the ladder. You make zero money and you get paid in donuts, and then you move up and you get paid in donuts plus a little extra money. So you're always trying to move up the rung. But it was awesome because I got to live in every part of the country, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to experience all the places I could. So I worked in El Paso. I was in TV, KTSM, and I worked in, after that, California, and even Las Vegas. That's when I was doing some sports stuff. And I worked for Sports Fan Radio, and Vegas was wild because everybody in my whole life, college, etc., anyone I knew, they wanted to come and visit me because they wanted to go to Vegas. So I never I mean, I always had somebody in my life that was visiting almost every single weekend when I lived there. And it was interesting. It's a whole different way of life in Vegas. There's no clocks on the wall. People come from all walks of life that just decide to chuck their life and come to Vegas. And then you have the tourists. And so it's wild living there. And it's all about the comps. I know I'm going down a rabbit trail, but just I'll say this quickly. There, everybody was like, do you have any comps? Do you need comps? And that means free food, usually free food, free whatever, to get into whatever party at whatever casino, hotel. So that was, the comps were your friend. So your friends come to visit and you have the comps. It's the craziest thing. And everybody talks in that lingo in Vegas. Thanks for that question. All right, how about this one from Tina T? And Tina T says, oh, Kate, I'm so sick of all this politics. Really, it's so depressing to me that we don't have some fantastic candidates that we all jump up and say, wow, who do we choose? Because they're all so good. We can't make up our mind. It should be more that way instead of the other way, where we're just picking the worst of the litter. What kind of a country is that where we're picking the best of the worst? It makes you not want to vote, but I agree with you. If you have to vote, because then you get to complain. And if you don't be part of the process, if you're not part of the process, then it'll never change. Yeah, key thing there, thank you for that, is if you're not part of the process, it'll never change. The more people that are involved, if we have how many people that are eligible to vote in this country, a crazy, insane number, right? If you think we have over 300 million in population, knockout kids and people that wouldn't be eligible and whatever, you still would have a much bigger base of people that could vote. And there's no excuse for not voting. There's absentee ballots. There's easy ways if you're sick or can't. I mean, there's easy ways to go and vote. You know, I grew up in a family where it didn't matter about your political views. Just have them. Just know what's happening. And voting was so emphasized in my family. I mean, seriously, it would not have even been considered that it might be inconvenient. I'm working X hours. I can't get to the polls. No, that wasn't even a thought in anyone's head. In fact, when we all lived in New Jersey at one time, all of us went to vote at the same time. And when I went in to vote, I remember they said, oh, you're the other Delaney. Oh, your brother was here and your sister-in-law was here and, oh, your mother was here this morning. And I thought, oh, that's so cool. I don't know. I just thought it was good because it was so emphasized. You want to be part of the process. You don't like it. You can't change it overnight. Certainly locally, certainly statewide, you have a better chance of that. So raise your hand. Do something about it. Get a little bit involved. It doesn't take as much time as you think. All right, thanks for all those emails. They were fantastic. Remember, you can always hit me up on the mailbag simply by going to americatonight.net.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you enjoying America tonight? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. America Tonight has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/KD. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Kate Delaney, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/KD. That's gcnlive.com/KD. America Tonight, we continue our conversation with Free Money Guy Stephen Kelly. So powerful last week, talking about why is it that we attach money, this whole character thing, and then some people lose their shirt when they should have declared bankruptcy and they didn't, and then came out in a much different way on the other side, or people not asking for help when they're in trouble, especially since we live in a capitalistic society where it's about celebrating being an entrepreneur and you know, to fail. I forget what the words are that Churchill said, but if you're not failing, you're not really winning at anything. So basically, the more you fail, the more successful you ultimately can become. But people are afraid to say when they need help. So Stephen Kelly is here to rescue us, and he's got some great information on a workshop that he's just going through, and he puts on a bunch of these because he's pinpointed some of the things that have happened to people along the way. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. I mean, that was pretty potent stuff that we were talking about. You talking about your own bankruptcy and how you've emerged, and that was 25 years ago, and what's happened and what's changed for you?
Well, it's just really, it was a learning experience. It was not something I would want to repeat, obviously, but, you know, it's just, as you and I were talking about off the air, you know, here we live in a country that supposedly prides itself on this entrepreneurial and pioneer spirit, and yet when people go out and they do these entrepreneurial things, you know, part of that is failure. George Bernard Shaw said something that, and I want to say it to you. His quote was, "The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man." And, you know, I just think that's so true, that it's people who are pushing the envelope that really make the world a better, different place. And when you do that, when you push the envelope, you take the chance of failing. And I just think that, you know, I applaud people that do that and fail and get up and keep on going. I think it's a great thing.
I do too. So when you go out and you're doing workshops, because you've obviously, as I said, pinpointed it, narrowed it down to what people really are confused about or need more information about, and areas of your expertise, one of them is definitely Social Security, right?
Well, yeah, Social Security is part of it, and we talk a lot about that. But these workshops I'm doing this week are more about some of the other things that are a little bit less obvious, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, remember that there are four phases of money, okay? There's the contribution phase, there's the accumulation phase, the distribution phase, which is, you know, income, and then the benefaction phase, which is the bequeathing it to your estate. And each one of these phases, contribution, accumulation, distribution, benefaction, is a completely different animal. The money in those areas, the way it's treated, the way it's taxed, the things that threaten it, the things that strengthen it, all of those things are different in each one of those phases. So one of the things we try and do with people is get them to think about the different phases of their money and also the different types of money that there are. And you and I have talked about this in the past, and that is, you know, we think that there are basically three types of money that people deal with in retirement. The first one is cash. The second one is income. And the third one is risk growth. Okay, so A is cash, B is income, C is risk growth. So your cash or your A money is money that you want to keep for emergencies. And it has some specific qualities to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, you want your cash to be highly liquid, right? So you don't want to tie it up with stuff. And you certainly don't want it to be in the market, because if you're in the market with your cash and then the market's down at a given time when you need cash, you're forced to sell shares at a premium in order to get the cash you need in order to respond. So cash we put away in areas where perhaps we don't have such a great rate of return, perhaps we don't have any rate of return, but we keep it safe, we keep it available, and we keep it liquid. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense.
Okay, then the next type of money we have is our C money, which is our risk growth money. Now, with this money, we understand that we're going to take some risk, but we're going to get a potential rate of return out of this. We have potential growth coming out of this money. So we know that we could lose it or a portion of it, but we could also gain from it. And this is money that we are prepared to take this risk with. Now, here's the thing about this. If you're going to do that with that money, with that risk growth money, you have to set yourself up for success as opposed to failure. Now, I've already alluded to the idea that if you keep your cash in that money, the money that you need if the septic tank goes or the roof goes or you need a new car or whatever it might be, if that money is in the market and the market's down, you have a problem. So you isolate that money in another area so that if the market's down and you need money, you don't have to draw out of it. Now, there's another thing that goes on here, too, and that's income. It's a very, very dangerous thing to rely on the markets for your income for the very same reason. You need to have income every month, right?
You know, right.
That's why it's called income, because it comes in, all right?
Yeah.
And it's money that you use to pay the rent, pay the gas, pay the, you know, the butcher. All these different things have to be paid, and they have to be paid every single month. And if you put your money all in the market, thinking that you're going to live off that, and then you get into one of these situations like we were in 2008, where you're depleted by half because of things beyond your control, now in order to meet your monthly bills, you're having to increase your burn rate because you have to sell twice as many shares in order to get the same amount of money. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So what we need is we need an income column, and that's our B column. So what we do is we've allocated money to the cash, we've allocated money to the growth, and now we're allocating money to the income. And with income, we want things like guarantees. We want it to be predictable, dependable, safe. We want it to be something that lasts a lifetime. We want some safe growth, but we don't care about maximum rates of return because we want this money to be safe and secure and know that that income is going to be there for us later on when we need it. Now we've set ourselves up for success in every area. We've put money in cash so that if we need emergency money, we've got that. We've put money in the income column so that we know we're going to be able to live. And then we've set aside money to grow in the market so we can grow that money. And by doing this type of planning, we set ourselves up for success in each one of these areas. So this is the first thing that we do with people. And it's very powerful, and if people can sort of start thinking this way, then we have the ability to take the next step, which is to show them some additional tools that that will help them further along the way. But it's just, Kate, it's a matter of getting people to think differently about their money. And unfortunately, most people, the only experience they have is the contribution phase and the growth phase, the accumulation phase. Now we're moving into the distribution phase and the benefaction phase, and people have no idea what's involved with that.
Oh,
so they
fall
back on their old tools.
Yep, exactly. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about it next time around. We'll talk about some of the things not to fall back on those old tools, the things that you're talking about that have made a difference in a lot of people's lives. So if people want to get a hold of you and share their story, how do they do that?
You can reach me at 844-4-FREE-MO, 844-4-FREE-MO, or mail us at mail@freemoneyguys.com, and you can go online at freemoneyguys.com and, you know, order the book and, you know, see some other stuff. And I just really appreciate having this opportunity to talk to you.
That, we love it. It's great stuff. And again, don't be afraid to share those stories for sure. Stephen, we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Kate. We'll be right back.
gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you enjoying America Tonight? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. America Tonight has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/KD. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Kate Delaney, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/KD. That's gcnlive.com/KD.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It achieves one of our most critical security objectives. As such, it is a very good deal. Under this deal, Iran cannot acquire the plutonium needed for a bomb. The core of its heavy water reactor at Iraq will be pulled out, filled with concrete, and replaced one with one that will not produce plutonium for a weapon. The spent fuel from that reactor will be shipped out of the country, and Iran will not build any new heavy water reactors for at least 15 years. As soon as this deal is implemented, Iran will remove two-thirds of its centrifuges. For the next decade, Iran will not enrich uranium with its more advanced centrifuges. This deal shuts off the type of covert path Iran pursued in the past. There will be 24/7 monitoring of Iran's key nuclear facilities. Inspectors will have the permanent ability to inspect any suspicious sites in Iran. If Iran violates the agreement over the next decade, all of the sanctions can snap back into place. I've had to make a lot of tough calls as president. But whether or not this deal is good for American security is not one of those calls. It's not even close. Without this deal, the scenarios that critics warn about happening in 15 years could happen 6 months from now. Once we've identified a site that raises suspicion, we will be watching it continuously until inspectors get in. And by the way, nuclear material isn't something you hide in the closet. The international sanctions were put in place precisely to get Iran to agree to constraints on its program. any negotiated agreement with Iran would involve sanctions relief. So an argument against sanctions relief is effectively an argument against any diplomatic resolution. We will have a lot of differences with the Iranian regime. But if we're serious about confronting Iran's destabilizing activities, it is hard to imagine a worse approach than blocking this deal. We have to be honest. Congressional rejection of this deal leaves any U.S. administration that is absolutely committed to preventing Iran from getting a nuclear weapon with one option. Another war in the Middle East.
Wow, President Obama spouting war. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Exactly what Republican Rudy Giuliani said. This deal stinks. It's a recipe for war. So the press says, hey, don't do this. It is war. Giuliani says, you do this deal, and it is war. What do you say? Serve it up, America. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. So here's the deal. What you just heard was a snippet from the president's visit to American University, where the focus was on the Iran deal, knowing there is a roadblock, right? So the president, as you heard there, threatening, like the Iraq war debate, in the push for this deal to happen. But when we look at foreign policy and we look at these debates and we look at Iran and the lifting of the sanctions and what the president says, it's easy to poke holes in some of that. Listen, it sounds good. It sounds like nirvana. Hey, you know, we have a deal with the Iranians. At least for 15 years, there's no deal. Nothing's happening. That's not going to happen. But the thing is, already they said they're testing their own soil. The thing is, already they said, give us 25 days. I don't know. Call me crazy. And maybe he's right. You can't hide a nuke in a closet, but you sure can hide it in other places. I mean, raise your hand if you think really the goal in Iran is not to have a nuclear weapon. It's purely about nuclear power. Because they want to be just like the French, and they want to produce nuclear power. I'm just not buying that. I'm not buying that from people I know that lived in Iran, from people who have been on the show that have been in Iran, from various sources. I make my own mind up. And we certainly have dug deep and done a very deep dive on this situation. So the bottom line is, looking at Iran, you've got Iran warships have trained weapons on a U.S. helicopter. That's what the Navy is saying. So then you have Congress shifting its feet, and not lots of Democrats, too, by the way, not wanting to sign off on this deal. And you have the president urging members of Congress to stop the Iranian hardliners. To stop them, and saying that you have to have support for this, that it's ridiculous to throw up a roadblock. It's just not right to do that. So then you have families of American victims of the terrorism, Iran-sponsored terrorism, who are trying to block the deal to lift economic sanctions on Tehran in exchange for nuclear inspections. They filed a federal lawsuit, in fact, to stop frozen assets to which they stake a claim to from being released to the Islamic Republic. Yeah, did you know about that? It was filed in New York. There's about 24 plaintiffs, and they say they're owed hundreds of millions of dollars in damages by Iran and will never receive their legally determined compensation if funds frozen by the U.S. are released back to the Ayatollahs as part of this nuclear deal. And we're talking about $2 billion in judgments and pledges to stop sponsoring terror through Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad, and Hamas. But Iran, these judgments were against them, but Iran has refused to pay the judgments and just basically said, screw you, terror victim families. I mean, really, they have. It's your court system. We don't care. So the bottom line is, you had a couple of really crafty attorneys who knew this and said, listen, the $100 billion in frozen funds is the last leverage these families have to compel Iran to cough up the cash for their judgments. And these are American families that had brutal tragedies, by the way. And this has been going on. So, if that happens, I mean, and so you know this, what does it include? It includes attacks by drive-by shootings, suicide bombings from 95 to 2006, and these were judgments against Iran. So, of course, they're not going to honor those judgments. Are you kidding me? They're not. So you have these victims of Iranian terror suing to block the release of the frozen funds. You have the president pushing and saying, this is ridiculous if we don't support this. This is our chance to avoid war. And you have numerous Republicans saying, this will cause war. This will cause war if we don't do this. Now, the Ayatollahs are crafty because the people are already celebrating the fact that the sanctions are going to be lifted and they're not going to feel the stranglehold on that economy that they felt for a while now. It took a long time to get those sanctions in place. So if we put our foot off the gas, we better make sure this is what we want to do. And the president is not happy. He does not like having Congress swinging an axe against him on this Iran deal. And he and Kerry and Biden and whoever else trying to push the agenda of this is a good deal. This is a good deal. Hey, I got to end with this one. Speaking of courts, how about this? The former prez actually showed up for jury duty. Yeah, he just showed up in Dallas and said, yeah, I'm here to serve. Would you pick the prez? I mean, if you're an attorney, depending on the case, would you pick the president, former president of the United States, to serve on the jury? I don't know. I think it was a real surprise to the people who were in that jury pool because he did. He just melded in like everybody else. I mean, he had Secret Service agents all over the courthouse as he sat through the jury selection. And he posed for pictures with people and did all that kind of stuff. But he showed up at 8:50. Guess what? He was not selected to serve. Are you shocked? Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.